The Pocahontas County Schools suspended in-school classes after the November 28th school education's virus map labeled Pocahontas County as being in an orange status, where it still remains. We talked with School Superintendent Terrence Beam to learn more about this and about how the students are coping with remote learning. Mr. Beam, do you have any idea when the kids will be able to return to the classroom?
Today is Tuesday the 8th, and I was in contact with the health department this morning just to try to get a little heads up of where we could possibly be on Saturday. Obviously, it's too early for them to commit to a certainty, but it doesn't look good for this week. Going into next week, we were hoping to get the kids back before Christmas break, but it's looking more and more doubtful. So we're orange, and we're on remote learning, and it is what it is.
How is the remote learning working out?
Well, I think it's working better than it did in the spring, but there's still a lot of issues. We have some of the same issues we had in the spring, for instance, with the availability of internet in some of our homes. But we do have, I think, a little bit more commitment from our students to get the work done. And the teachers, of course, have had more training on how to deliver those remote instructions. So I think it's going better than it did in the spring, but it's never going to be the same as face-to-face instruction, no matter how much we work at it.
Are there a lot of kids who don't have access to devices or to the internet?
Yeah, we have a lot of kids that don't have access. We've not been able to reach out to all of the kids in our school system that we would like to. We've missed a few kids simply because they don't have internet or a phone or devices of any kind, and they're just kind of out there on their own, and that's sad. We did apply for the USDA grant, which would provide devices for all of our students, K through 12. We applied for this back in the early summer, late spring. We were supposed to have heard something by mid-September, and then it was mid-October, and then it was November, and now it is mid-December. We still have not heard, but I do know we have not been turned down for this. There's a lot of grants out there that they're sorting through. We wish that they would speed up the process a little bit and let us know one way or the other. We hate to go out and invest a bunch of money in devices we're going to get paid for by the federal government.
Mr. Beam, what's the latest numbers on the coronavirus cases in the schools?
Well, the latest numbers I got from Nurse Jenny was on Friday. At that time, we had 26 total students in quarantine. Now, quarantine doesn't mean that they have coronavirus. It just means that they've been exposed to someone that may or may not have coronavirus. But we had one staff member tested positive, and we had two others that were released on Friday. Since then, we've had some more employees go into quarantine. A lot of those are coming off actually on Thursday, which may help our numbers just a little bit. But Nurse Jenny contacted me this afternoon about half an hour ago, actually, and said that now for the first time we do have two students who have tested positive. They are two members of the same family. They attend different schools, but they have tested positive.
He also said even if Pocahontas County had been allowed by the map last week to be open to the students, there would have been too many teachers in quarantine to be able to cover the classes in at least some of the schools. The team added that there will be a superintendent's conference call Wednesday morning, and he promised to keep us informed if there are any important developments occur at that superintendent's meeting. And of course, we will let you know. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.